Friday is the last day that cold hard cash will be collected for tolls on the Massachusetts Turnpike. By Friday night, all tolling will be done electronically with data collected from those gantries you've probably seen erected over the roadway across the length of the pike. To talk about the changes ahead, we met with the director of tolling for the State Transportation Department, Stephen Collins, at the soon-to-be-torn-down and paved-over Toll Plaza in Weston.
There's 16 locations where we have gantries from the New York border all the way through to the airport, over to the East Boston, and over to Charlestown and Chelsea on the Tobin Bridge. On those gantries are a series of equipment. The Easy Pass readers, also there's sensors in the ground, and there's cameras where we will take a picture of your license plate and we send that individual a bill.
Generally speaking, who's going to pay less?
The customer with the EasyPass Massachusetts transponder. So if you have an EasyPass account that you established through MassDOT, your toll will be less than other customers. The next tier up is EasyPass Other, which is if you got your EasyPass from out of state. That's the second tier of the way that the toll schedule works. And then the top tier is the person who's going to be a pay-by-plate customer who's getting an invoice for their transactions.
Is the whole idea to encourage drivers to get transponders in? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yes. That's not 100% why there's a tiered system. One is we want customers to get an easy pass. However, the other is that the pay-by-plate customer is paying for how much it cost us to process their transaction.
We're standing right next to the toll booth complex here in Weston. All these toll booths are coming down eventually. What will the experience be like here once they're down?
The roadway will be narrowed in order to for the same number of lanes to go through. So you won't be fanning out into umpteen lanes and then fanning back. You'll stay in your lane right through.
Do you expect then it'll be smoother going here, fewer traffic jams?
You're still going to have morning commute and afternoon commute. There's no way you can get rid of that. During the off-peak hours, traffic will flow a lot smoother because you don't have all of those cash customers who seem to travel off more off-peak than they do during the peak. With them not having to stop in order to pay their toll, traffic will go through a lot smoother.
Is there going to be congestion when during the demolition work?
Yes. It's just inherent in construction activity.
And how long will it take for the plazas to completely come down? What's the projection there?
The first phase is done by November 22nd. Then the rest of the work, the remaining booths, the buildings, the parking lots, all of that takes place from that point on, and right now it's scheduled to be out of the way by the end of 2017.
How will you measure the success of this project?
We'll measure the success of the project by the three things that put this project into play to begin with: improvement to air quality, less congestion, and better safety.
Stephen Collins, thank you very much. Good to meet you.
Same here. Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Stephen Collins is Director of Tolling for the State Department of Transportation.